VK7 Amateur Radio News for Sunday, the 26th of October, 2025. Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Fran, VK7 Foxtrot Romeo November Stroke 3 Mobile, broadcasting from Shepparton in Victoria, near the now disused Radio Australia transmitter buildings. 250 hectares of nostalgia. Wow. Here are the latest updates and stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group. HF relays, 1.862 MHz from Justin, VK7TW. 3.670 MHz from Ross, VK7ALH. 7.140 MHz from Dale, VK7JGD. 14.13 MHz from Dale, VK7DG. 28.525 MHz from Tony, VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart, on UHFCB Channel 24 and HFCB Channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark, VK7MAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8pm on repeaters, VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. The Mienna Hamfest. The Mienna Hamfest returns on Saturday the 15th of November 25 at the Mienna Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10am to 4pm. Come along for gear sales, radio displays, suppliers. On site we'll be selling saveloys, sausages and burgers, as well as tea, coffee and soft drinks. Come and have a friendly catch-up. There'll be stands by Alara, SOTA, POTA, WWFF and NENTARC. Entry is just $5 and there will be a lucky door prize. And yes, the bar opens at 3pm. Don't miss the return of the Mienna Hamfest. Mark it in your calendar now. 73 from VK7EV and Dale, VK7OB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. The Autumn Support Your Parks weekend was well supported across VK, with many operators heading out to activate parks. Matt, VK7MAT, travelled to the northeast for an afternoon five-park rove, operating with an IC705 paired with the Mag Dog Coils Mutt End Feed Half-Wave Antenna, if you know what that is. Band conditions were challenging, but Matt managed to come make enough contacts to successfully qualify all five parks, covering a round trip of 396 kilometres. During the week, Rodney, VK7HAM, Peter, VK7ZPE and Al, VK7AN, headed to the Brown Mountains Conservation Area, where they operated on 40 metres. This was not their first visit to the site, having activated the location on two previous occasions. This weekend marks the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together in Canberra, with operators from across VK making the journey to VK1. There has already been a noticeable increase in park activations, as many operators are choosing to activate parks along their route to the event. The weekend also features several planned activations, so keep an ear out. You might be lucky enough to pick up a few hunter contacts. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night saw the following participants: VK7s, AX, ZAB, TW, EV and ZCF, all sharing nearly 30 photos. The main themes were animal experiences at the Melbourne Zoo, a low-profile omnidirectional 70 MHz antenna on a van using a transmission line design, made by RFI and called the Transit and used when you can't have a quarter wave. Separate right and left-hand circular polarised 70cm Lindenblad antennas. Horses at a local communications checkpoint and on parade in the Netherlands. Other highlights were WIA 100 Years celebrations, the latest edition of the Shovel publication with contents from the hilarious Chaser crew, the shocking declassified photos of Pluto on Fox News, a new plague on the Earth, the truth about painless dentistry, the text of my life printed on a mug, a mariner's poem of a ghost ship, and 73 from whiskey drinkers that have three glasses a day. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected with VK7RJG to his SSTV international gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PK1 in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again in the next week between 5:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Report on a bi-monthly meeting, 11th of October, 25. The club has been working with the Central Coast Council. They have engaged respected economist Saul Eslake of In Economics to collate a dial range draft policy. The club were invited as stakeholders as the owners of the lease on the radio site on Mount Duncan. The club has interacted with Saul Eslake, providing info and data on the benefits to the community of our facility, and the draft policy is now available for community discussion. The club is investigating a new online accounting system to replace our current one. The club received a proposal to install a mesh tastic repeater on Mount Duncan. The club declined the offer. Mark had tendered his resignation as secretary. Eric VK7EV offered to take on the role and was passed. This required Eric VK7EV to resign as treasurer to take on the secretary role, and VK7MAR offered to take on the role as treasurer and was successful. Discussions were held into the unauthorised disconnecting of our RF link to Mount Arthur from the Companion Hill and the numerous interactions with that person. The club hopes to have VK7RAL installed soon and connected again. The club is receiving assistance from a Scouts to locate the 7 Scouts who a few years ago passed their F-call exams but never obtained a call sign. So far, one Scout has obtained his call sign, and we hope to encourage the other Scouts to proceed with a licence to assist with JOTA, etc. The club will pay any expenses for those Scouts to obtain the amateur licence. After the October club meeting, we had a great show and tell from 3 members. VK7HP Brenton brought along the 2-metre 5/8 antenna he had made with some fascinating statistics, as well as the 23-centimetre dual quad-array antennas he had manufactured from scratch. Ken Kevin brought along a selection of insulators used in inland Australia for the original phone networks there. There was a variety of colourful insulators. Unfortunately, I forgot to take pictures as I was intrigued by them. VK7MAR brought along his self-contained HF Go box with internal batteries, an optional amplifier and antenna. The unit has already been used in a park with fantastic results. A detailed explanation of these items was given by the presenters. Pictures of the show-and-tell items have been posted on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. Some of Anne VK7BYL's odds and sods were brought to the meeting for members to acquire. A chat and coffee were a great conclusion to the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer for Northwest NTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. JOTA 2025, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. This year, club members, with assistance from another amateur on Saturday the 18th, manned the JOTA station at the Peyton Park Scout Camp near North Motton in Northwest Tassie. We were very pleased to have found our tower, HF beam and other HF and 2-metre and 70-centimetre antennas intact after the strong winds lately. Dean, VK7DJH, was a legend, setting up the two HF stations and ancillary equipment in Radio Room 2 and the 2-metre and 70-centimetre radios and equipment in Radio Room 1. We also set up an all-star node and a DMR radio for the event. The club supplied handhelds to be used for map reading and other activities, and 2 Morse code sent TXRX units for them to use. The Scouts have their own direction finding units to go hunting for the foxes. The day officially started at midday, and we had a delicious lunch supplied by the Scouts. We were then active on 20-metre, 40-metre, 70-centimetre, DMR and All-Star. The site is so very quiet electrically that you double-check you have plugged your antenna in. We had 43 participants go through the radio rooms. Some, like Ollie, a 7-year-old, took to the radio like a duck to water. He would have spent all day in there. NTARC was on the air in Launceston, so scouts could converse with others at NTARC. We had two home stations for when there were no scouts to converse with. They were Graham, VK7KT in Burnie, and Rick, VK7HBR in Launceston. HF was the most active all day. We also had many contacts through the All-Star node with Joeys and scouts at Sea Scouts in Fremantle, Western Australia. At tea time, the amateurs still on site for the evening session had a delicious hot cooked meal supplied by scouts. In the evening, only HF was used, with scouts operating on 40 and 20 metres in VK3, VK2 and VK4. We pulled the pin around 9:30 p.m. after we were surprised by a delicious dessert, cooked bananas with marshmallows, which they cooked during their framboree. I was very grateful for Dean, VK7DJH, who packed up the stations and unloaded them at my QTH. The club members were Graham, VK7GS, Dean, VK7DJH, Eric, VK7EV, and Andrew, VK7XR, and amateur Helen, VK7XYL, who offered to help on the day, and home stations Graham, VK7KT, and Rick, VK7HBR. A big thank you to those who gave up their Saturday to help. We have finally tracked down the 7 scouts who passed their F-call exam about 5 years ago, but never applied for their call signs. On Saturday, Luke with a week-old call sign VK7LPB and Latham's yet to be processed assisted in the radio rooms, which was great. We are working through getting the others licensed, as our members are certainly getting older. A great day was had by all. Photos of the event can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer for Northwest TARC. News from the North. SOTA WWF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last technical night at the club rooms, Ross VK7ALH brought in a piece of archival equipment from his collection. A standalone Drake TX4XB is the HF transmitter part of the T4X series, which is intended to pair with the R4 receiver, manufactured by RL Drake Company, Miamisburg, Ohio, in the late 60s or early 70s. Not really old, but is one of those pieces of equipment that has classic eye appeal about it. As usual, it didn't take long for Ross to remove the outer cover. This revealed its most striking feature. It had a glorious copper-plated chassis. It looked as though it may have had a clear protective layer, but all was still in good condition. Drake was certainly into the wow factor. There was certainly some nice internal engineering, with the coupling of different sections by the use of shafts and cogs to facilitate band changes and adjustments. Very well presented unit in good condition, Ross. Later in the evening, we were lucky enough to have a presentation by Lionel, VK7ZLB, this time loosely covering common radio frequency or RF components like capacitors, resistors and inductors, including their testing and then ending the evening with circulators. Lionel started off with a ubiquitous technician handheld Atlas LCR40 meter, made by Peak Electronic Design from the early 2000s. This was a game changer, as it was an affordable automatic passive component analyzer that you could carry around in your hand. It would test and display results for inductors, capacitors and resistors. All capacitive and inductive testing is conducted at one of the three sine wave test frequencies, 1 kHz, 15 kHz and 200 kHz approximately. Or for capacitors larger than 1 microfarad, it used DC charge analysis. The Peak LCR is for low frequency testing of components. If you take its test parameters into account when in use, it really was and still is brilliant. However, at higher radio frequencies, the less ideal side of components can come into play, where you find out your capacitor both has some amount of inductance and resistance, and your inductor has some capacitance and resistance, and your resistors have some inductance and capacitance, as they're not an ideal component. Lionel offered some examples of problems that can occur, like a standard wire-wound resistor being accidentally used to replace a faulty carbon resistor of the same resistance value. Probably fine at low frequencies, but if it wasn't in RF section, then the wire-wound resistance inductance becomes a major factor causing problems, unless it was specifically non-inductive. This is where the manufacturer data sheets become indispensable, along with thinking about what you are doing and where you are doing it in the circuit or system. Who would have thought that when the peak LCR was released that in 20 years you would be able to hold an affordable vector network analyzer or spectrum analyzer in your hand? Lionel also went on to cover the following areas through the evening. Carbon versus wire-wound resistors, wire-wound versus non-inductive wire-wound resistors, non-inductive windings like bifilar for some conventional resistance, and Ayrton Perry for RF resistors. Circulators, rat race couplers or hybrid ring couplers with some excellent diagrams and theory, component self-resonant frequency or SRF. Lionel brought in many examples of different types of components, plus a couple of micro diplexers that combined 70 centimetre and 2 metres. These were surface mount units and one was opened for inspection. The components could be seen with the aid of a magnifying glass. Check out the picture of the cute surface mount inductors next to the $2 coin on the NTARC website under blogs. Thank you, Lionel. You certainly refreshed some of the grey matter from way back. Well, YOTA is over for another year. Strangely, numbers seem to be down at Rochelle this year, but the sign-ins book said differently. Participants mainly came from scout groups in the Greater Launceston area this year. Those attending seem to be more engaged and interactive across all the activities, with the highlights probably going to fox hunting and UHF-CB walkie-talkie activities. On-air conversations were between Rochelle and Peyton Park Scouts via VK7 RMD's 2-metre repeater. Thank you to those home stations that took the time to respond to CQ YOTA calls when there were no scouts available. The Northern Area Rover Crew, or NARC for short, did an excellent job conducting the YOTI, or the internet side of things, especially as this entailed assisting 10 scouts at a time on computers, as well as overseeing their smooth flow through all the activities on offer. Thanks to Kevin, VK7KJL, Colin, VK7ZCF, Ian, VK7IH, Tony, VK7YBG, Rick, VK7HBR, Idris, VK7ZIR, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Stefan, VK7ZSB for their efforts. It was excellent to see NTARC members giving up their time to help with this long-running scouting event. And now, something never to be repeated at one of our YOTAs. One of the scouts lost a tooth while enthusiastically sending Morse code. That has to be a first, surely. No, nothing violent, but Campbell from First Tamar Group did lose a baby tooth. It just fell out, probably due to natural causes for an 8-year-old. He was extremely excited, and we promptly found him a clip-lock bag to keep it safe, at least until he could put the tooth in a glass of water beside his bed to wait for the tooth fairy to visit overnight. A mug order. Final orders for the white mugs for drinking out of, those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. The order is about to be placed, so if you would like one, please email secretary@ntarcnet.com to secure yours. Please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this event. Blogs. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday. Test NEC and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then the technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 29th of October, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. A coffee morning held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms, time from 10 to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarcnet.com. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan. VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Tassie Ham Econ 2026. We have commenced the planning for the November 2026 Tassie Ham Econ Conference and are looking for motivated, positive and future-focused individuals who are interested in helping us form up the main theme and possible presentations program for our November 2026 event. If you think you'll fit the bill, then email vk7tw@wia.org.au and we will be in touch. Please note, we will also be calling for volunteers to help with the running of the conference early in 2026. 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ organisers. You're listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Microwave News. 10 years of the 23cm QSO party. On 7 December, we reach a VK7 microwave milestone with the 10th anniversary of the 23cm QSO party. We are trying to get as many stations as possible on to celebrate this milestone with hopefully record numbers. It is proposed that we write up an item for AR to record the history of the QSO party and the results of the 7 December event. The QSO party is conducted at 10 a.m. each Sunday after the broadcast on 1296.15 MHz using FM, with one group in the Greater Hobart area and a second group in the Greater Launceston area. After this, Hobart to Launceston contacts can take place on 1296.2 MHz using the digital mode Q6560B. Hobart station's first period and Launceston station's second. A brief history. Nearly 10 years ago, a few Hobart stations started dusting off rigs and pointing quirky 23cm homebrew antennas towards Mount Wellington just to see what might happen. At a reached barbecue between sausages and signal reports, somebody tossed out a simple idea. Run a 23cm QSO party straight after the Sunday broadcast. Use it to test coverage, compare notes, and nudge everyone to lift the game on antennas and system. Challenge accepted. Ooh. On Sunday the 6th of December 2015, Murray, VK7ZMS, hauled gear up to Kinyani Mount Wellington and took the helm as the first control station. 3 days later, the DATV night on 9 December, the debrief was clear. It worked. It was fun and it deserved to keep going. The plan formed, aim beams at the mountain each Sunday, make it a habit. Stations with 23cm gear dragged it out of cupboards, warmed it up and joined the net. That inaugural report reads like a roll call of early adopters. VK7ZMS, VK7MO, VK7BEN, VK7AJ, VK7ZL, VK7OO, with a surprise cameo from the north, VK7JG. RX only at first were VK7TW and VK7HRS, but by the very next week there were 9 stations up, plus a new voice, Danny, VK7HDM. The only hiccup? Our control op, Murray, was off on essential duties. His daughter's birthday took priority, quite right, too. Fast forward to today, and the little post-broadcast experiment has grown into a community, with over 15 stations operating each Sunday. We now count 47 23cm capable operators in the south, with more in the north. The QSO party has mapped paths, sparked antenna builds, and quietly raised the bar for what's possible on 23cm in VK7. 73 from Rex, VK7MO. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. This week we get back underway with a WEGS night broadcast with some interesting items that will be discussed and demonstrated. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving early at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinners to enjoy. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reached YouTube channel, and there is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans, and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. Please note, we are currently not broadcasting on DVB TRF. See you there or on the stream. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. November presentation night. Perspective on Australian broadcast radio. Phil Tyson from the Sound Preservation Association of Tasmania will be giving us a visual and audio presentation on the history of commercial broadcast radio. This presentation was originally put together for the ALARA meeting back in November 2023 and was a fantastic insight into commercial radio broadcast with a focus on women involved. There were so many great comments about the presentation that we've managed to get Phil back to give us an updated presentation. Please note, this presentation will only be presented in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on Wednesday, the 5th of November 2025 from 7:30pm and will not be streamed or recorded. See you there, REST Committee. November Forum Night. Forum Night, EMR Quiz Night. Following the hit September succession with Phil, VK7ASD, and Justin, VK7TW, on how to assess electromagnetic radiation safely from your transmitting antennas, it's time to put your knowledge to the test. Think you know your exclusion zones from your field strengths? Can you decode duty cycles faster than FT8? Time to break into teams, battle it out over buzzworthy EMR quiz questions, and win some great prizes. Whether or not you are at the September session or not, this is your chance to learn, laugh, and level up your RF safety smarts in a fun and interactive night. Quiz, learn, and win. Wednesday, the 12th of November, from 2025, from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, on-site or online, from the REST Committee. The December event, the REST End of Year Sausage Sizzle Barbecue. It's time to fire up your brand spanking new barbecue and celebrate another huge year for REST. Join us at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms for a relaxed lunch and evening of food, laughter and radio-infused storytelling as we wrap up 2025 in true REST style. There are two sessions to suit everyone. WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon for lunch and early banter. WEGS Wednesday evening group from 6pm for Twilight Feast and Tall Tales. Come along, grab a snag and relive a year packed with projects, presentations, propagation and plenty of good company. Bring your appetite, your sense of humour and maybe a story or two from the shack. When? Wednesday the 3rd of September 2025. See you there, REST Committee. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Events. REST, 5th November, Perspective on Australian Radio with Phil Tyson from SPAT, 7:30 QD, Club Rooms, live only. REST, 12th November, EMR Safety Quiz, Forum Night from 7:30pm in QD Club Rooms and streamed. VK7, 15th November, Miena Hamfest, Community Hall Miena from 10am. YSEN, 15th, 16th November, Scout Club Trophy Event, Oatlands. REST, 3rd December, end of year barbecue from noon for the WAGs and from 6pm for the WEGs in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, not streamed. REST, 7th December, QC 23cm QSO party, 10 year birthday on air from 10am. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters REST, NTARC and Inner Northwest, thanks to Northwest TARC, WCRG, NWS, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7TW, 80 metres, VK7DJ, DG, big pardon, 80 centimetre, VK7DG, 40 metres, VK7ALH, 20 metres, any takers? 20 metres, VK7JGD. UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C from the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live broadcast, transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday at 8pm on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news? Got stories? got updates to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's I.O. page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Fran, VK7 Foxtrot Romeo November, wishing you 73, good DX, and a great week ahead.